Receive it tomorrow. The receiver tomorrow is here. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
What is your name?
Ellie Garber.
Oh, you're Toby's friend. Okay, nice to meet you. Okay. So we ended here on Thursday. We were learning the Truma Sedeshim on page 2 in the packet here. And take a supplement. I made a short one-page supplement if you didn't get it. Yeah. Take. Yeah, take it. Okay, so we were learning on page 2, the Trumas Hadeshen, about the, said, Barova Kihilos, Noagim, Yomim, Arukim, Bimea Kayetz, Likros, Kriyashma, Shal Arvis, Luspal, Tfilas, Arvis, Gimel, Odal, Shos, Lifnei, Tzeis, Chachov. They used to daven Mariv 3 or 4 hours before Tzeis, Chachov. So is there any Yishuv or time for the minute? So he seems to say the Truma Sedeshin here on the right side, the second paragraph, Okay Nira the Eliashev Klal B'Talmud Svara Satalmud. He says that really there's no good svara based on the Gemara. Eliyesh Lomer Shemina Nishtar Beiv Alidei Toshus Koach Sheyordol Olam. That people were weak. The Rov Ha'amon Te'evim Re'evim Lechol Ba'od Yom Gadol. In other words, they have to eat, they're hungry. So if they would eat before Mincha, they can't have this meal before Mincha, because then they wouldn't daven Mincha. They wouldn't come to Shul. So therefore, they would daven extra early, and this way they can come home. And then the famous line here is, the last word on the line is Me Hagedolim, on the left side of the page. Me Hagedolim, towards the bottom. Me Hagedolim. He says, Gam Shamati B'Yeshiva B'Pi Echad Hagedolim Sheshama B'Kibel Ki Me Hakadmonim B'Krims His Paulo Arvis. He says, they used to daven Mariv, the Koru Shema, the Erev Shabbos, and they would say Shema and Erev Shabbos, B'Ora Yom Godol. The Rav of the city, who was one of the great Gedolim, he and all the people of the Kehila, they would take a walk after the Suda. So that means they already davened Mincha, they already davened Mariv, they already ate the meal, and then they would come home and take a walk. Al Svas Hanar Daniel. Vayuchozul Vateim Kodim Alayla. And they would take a walk around the river and they would come home and it was still before night. Doing all that. So that was his. So he says that there's no real justification. But Stab, people were hungry and what could you do? And so they mattered it. I mean, one of the Svarm writes that since Tfilas Arvis was Shus, there was a famous article, there was a famous professor of history. Mariv. Kriyishma, you could always say Kriyishma later. Yeah, they could say Arvis, you could say Krishna, they'll say it again. The question is, Mariv, you're not saying Mariv again. Right. So it's either Yotze or you're not Yotze. Right. So he said that there's a famous historian, Dr. Professor Jacob Katz. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a very famous historian.
He
wrote all the different historical articles, and one of them was on the early Shabbos. And he quotes from some achronim that the idea was Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So we Mekabel Chova, but you know, that gives a much more fluidity of I think he quotes that from the Yosef Ometz, if I'm not mistaken. The Sefer Yosef Ometz. But Tfilas Arvis Rishus, we're only Mekabel, so Mela, you know, even you can be Mekabel maybe even to say it before Plag Mincha. And that's Yosef Ometz is a Yekesha Sefer. So that's what he says. Jacob Katz quotes Yosef Ometz. Now, there's also a famous Pnei Yoshua. You know, Shechter mentions it. The Pnei Yoshua says that when is Manfred Meirv? So he says a big Kiddush. What is Meirv all about? Meirv is all about that you bring a korban in the daytime, and then you put the blood on the mizbeach, and then all the fats that were not brought can still be brought that night. The fats can be brought from at night. So he said, so the Pnei Yeshua says, but the fats also were able to be brought in the daytime. So when were the fats be able to brought? So the fats from the Korban Tomichol Ben Arbayim. So technically you could bring the Tomichol Ben Arbayim half an hour after Chatzos. So Mela, those fats were already brought in the daytime. So Mela, he tied that maybe even from Chatzos, after Chatzos, maybe you could still be able to daven Marv, the Pnei Yeshua. To be Yashiv, the Truma Sadesh. The Parshat Pshat is no. It's talking about the fats from the korban you brought in the day, but you didn't have a chance to bring it till the night. So those are the fats that Tfilas Arvis is Mesukin from. So that's the. That's this. Oh. But these poskim were all assuming that there's this heter to daven Meiriv even before Plag Mincha. Now, the Machtis HaShekel, that's the one I was looking for last time. It's in the packet here. It just got cut off a little bit and they didn't put Tzai in it. If you want to see in our packet, it's on page 7. But Lamaise, it got cut off. Because this Truma Sedeshin is quoted in the Magen Avraham, page 6, where he says, V'matzibu matdimim likros kriyashma. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Truma Sedeshin, Shayu nogim matdim gimbal odala chos, lefnei halayla. So if Gimel Dalet Shos Lefnei HaLayla means that you're davening Maariv even before Plag Mincha. But the Machzis HaShekel says a different pshat. And Ezra was helping me last, but now we found it inside so we can see it. It's in the supplement here. He says like this. He says, let's say Derech Moshel, that the day is an 18-hour day. A long summer day. 18 hours. A 6-hour night, but an 18-hour day. So he says that Plag Mincha, he wants to suggest, is also based on Shos Manios. Okay? Plag Mincha is based on Shos Manios. Because normally we assume Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Right?
But that's if an hour is an hour, a 60-minute hour. But if you work based on Osmanios, if you have an 18-hour day, and you divide that into 12, so then what?
It's
a 90-minute hour. So Mamela, if you're going to now take an hour and a quarter of a 90-minute hour, so how? An hour and a quarter, so that's going to be what?
About 115 minutes.
115 minutes. Right? And then if you assume that Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, so that means that you have 115 minutes before Shkia, is Plag Mincha. And then there's plus 72 minutes before meal after. So 115 plus 72 is what? 115 and 72 is 187. So 100, right, so he says that's over 3 hours. So he says, the Machzis HaShekel, 1 second, that's the pshat in the Truma Sedeshim. Not that there was a heter to daven. No, that's pshat in these Rabbanim. Not that there was a heter to daven before Plag Mincha. It's that if you make this cheshbon that Plag Mincha you go based on Shos Manios, then it's 187 minutes before Tesa Kachovim, and that's the 3-4 hours cheshbon. That's what he writes here.
4 hours?
Yeah, look inside. Rav Zulam is Ma Plag Mincha Hu Shoveria Dech Moshel Hayom Oruch Yud Ches Yud Shoah Mikay Shir Shoah B'tziv Hu Shoah Mechza. Right, like you said, a 90-minute hour. Urevia Shah's manis, who revia mechza. In case Shir Plag Mincha, who beis shows, so Shir, it's a like an hour and 3 quarters before, yeah, Hayim Shmir Shah, and then the Dal Mil, that becomes, around 3-3.5 hours. And that's the pshat in that min of the Tetruma Sedeshim quotes.
You're using the kula of the first year.
Yes.
So you're
maybe not, because maybe those many Rishonim say that if you hold Plag Mincha based on Rabbeinu Tam, then you go an hour and a quarter before six. But he's saying that no,
5 minutes before six, right? Like
right, but he's saying maybe you could still hold like Rabbeinu Tam and do the hour and a quarter before Shkia and work with Shos Manios for that.
I understand Shos Manios, of course, but I don't think you're using part of the broad part of Rabbeinu Tam here. If you're using the broad Shkia and you're using Rabbeinu Tam's place.
Right. Okay.
Is that
the broad Shkia? Yeah. For Plag Mincha, it's a possibility. It's not the Pashup Shot, but that's what he wants to be Miyashik. So, the Pashup Shot is, no, that they were being right there davening Maariv even before Plag Mincha. He doesn't want to give in to that they ever were such a heter. So he makes a cheshbon that you can have Plag Mincha 3 hours or 4 hours before Tseis, if you work with Rabbeinu Tam's Tseis and the Gros.
You can even extend it more. You can do the Oros Chaim space, Oros Chaim space.
Right. Yeah, but it still won't work to be 3 or 4 hours. I don't know if it'll work.
You're fixing your Mexican magic.
Today I brought Ezra over to me before Shabbos ended. The Shabbos, we looked at the map thing together, and we saw that 96 minutes this particular Shabbos was even more than 16.1. If I keep 96, I was before 16.1, because Shkia was 4:28 and 96 was like 6:04, and 16.1 was when? Yeah. And what was absolute darkness this Shabbos? Two? What is it called again?
Yeah.
Astronomical twilight.
astronomical twilight. Aram Shimon Nyman is here to tell us when astronomical twilight was this past Motzai Shabbos. That's Rabbi Harari Shlita. Rabbi Harari and Blythe, and Rabbi Blythe are the two people who keep... I told you, there has to be someone who keeps it. You can't what? Yeah, we'll see. We have there'll be another packet on it. Well, we're going to have a packet on it. It's coming up, don't worry. What is it? No. 606. Yeah, poppers. I don't have poppers. Do you agree with that?
New York.
Peace, fine. Okay, take your time. 5:30 or 6:06? So 6:06. Yeah, it makes sense because 16.1 you said was 550 something. So 96 the Shabbos was 6:04. So it's 2 more minutes. The Shabbos, maybe I should have kept 2 more minutes. And then it would have... 6:06 is absolute. 6:06. 6:06, yeah. Basically, yeah. Okay. Oh, but that's the cheshbon of the Machzitz HaShekel. That's what I wanted to show you. Okay. So... Now, this is working with this Machzitz HaShekel was working with the assumption that the 4 mil are 72 minutes. That's why you took 72 and you added 100, what did you say, 15, right? And then there's a Prima Gadim also. See if we can find the Prima Gadim here. Look. Take a look at the Prima Gadim on page 9. Ayin Mogen Avram, the Hajvinan, 11, shows Manios, and Lini Bey shows Kodam Halayla. There was Vagabe Plag Mincha, shows Manios. Halvazmat to Sefer Shabbos and Muska Khan, page 11. Betchila Shkia, Lo Yishtana. But from Tchila Shkia, look what he says. Zman Tosefer Shabbos. When is Tosefer Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam? When is Tosefer Shabbos? When is Tosefer Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam? 3 1/4 meal before Seif, which starts when? Which starts at Shkia. And then you have what? Then there's 4 mil. So the last 3/4 of mil, that's already by the shmashos. The first 3 1/4 is Vada Yom, and then you can make what?
You can make the whole thing or part into Shabbos. But look what the Prima Gadim says on page 11. Look, Rabbi Osei, look. Havozman Tosefes Shabbos. Havuzkan Tabitkin Shkia Lo Yishtane. That means what? What does Lo Yishtane mean? It's only 72. It doesn't change. 58 and a half, which is based on the other, it's always going to be, because if you hold it to Yishtane, so then, depending where you are, what time of the season, what part of the year, what place, it's going to be Yishtane. So the Prima Gadim, supposedly, is the first one to say what? That 72 within Rabbeinu Tam is fixed. And I told you, I have this letter, Rav Osei. I just got this letter last Friday. Referring to when he's saying the brisker up.
When did he write the letter?
When he was alive, he wrote it. I have the letter. It's in packet, I think, 20, so it's going to take time till we get there. But I have this letter. And Mamish have the letter. I have the letter. Yeah, I have the letter. I don't have the Ktav Yad, but I have the print. That's the Chofetz Chaim check. 72. Because even Rav Harari is Moda, that the other, however were they able to, but before they had all these calendars and these astronomical time things, in Europe, how would they be able to Gadim is the one. Is this the Prima Gadim raised Tamachalos? That's the line. He says, "Man Tosefes Shabbos Abuska Kan Bichila Tashkia Lo Yishtane." And the Moshe Sternbuch. Sternbuch on page 20. Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Yeah, you like him? Yeah. Metelki, take a look. On the left side, the last three lines. Maria's dated nira. The Yashiv Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Tiyadu Vader Chodosh Lagamre. He says, so is the Gra right to the Feirish, and his sheet is 3/4 of the mill after Shki and Flat, okay? So that's Talib Ofen. So it depends where you are, which latitude you are, how close you are to the equator. The further away you are to the equator, the longer it's going to be. That he writes to the Feirish. But he wants to claim or serve another play like this, which is the Feirish. But the 4 mil of Rabbi Natan is short. It's not Talmud Ofer. Rav Chaim Lachum Ein Bez Dinner of Hashkia. She goes, page 21. The call of the interest. The Talmud Ofer will have a little shot to this dumb ship. She had a little vile. She had a Chaim Lachum's Manacha. It wouldn't be Dalam Milim. It would be every place something else.
Okay, but also Bubble are saying of Dosha Gufa Yeshiva Yuriko Kamikokas. It's not the Shasha Shiva Al Kilim. Even Bubble and Eretz Yisrael are not exactly the same. And the Gemara doesn't say. Then the Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael, Dora, Hardor, Kofu, Kofu, Shoshni, Shinogi, and Gorgon, and Tabak, Fir, Ba'ai, Dei, Bidin.
You have a fly hole, so if you don't keep from day poses, then you're not keeping from day poses.
16.1
for the heart. 16.1 for the heart.
So he's saying no.
The minute you start out with the concept of 72.
But that means no matter. Now that means that it's not going to fit into the Metzius, because the darkness that exists in Eretz Yisrael at 72 is not the same as the darkness that's going to be in America at 72. Because at 72 it'll be much lighter than it is in Eretz Yisrael at 72. And yet it's still 72. That's why the Rebbe Ozen didn't like that. That's why he said what? That's why it's interesting. In the calendar that they have in the Beis Medrash, they only have two zmanim for a beta time. This is the, Shavuos, 16.1.
What does it say, huh?
In one of these calendars, one of these printed calendars.
Do you not get ready?
Yes.
They very often say 30 minutes after Shkia.
Yes, I know what it says.
Well, that's probably adjusting the draw.
We're not up to that yet. I'll explain to you that. So that's something else. Why did he say 30 over there? And something else. But we're just doing our made of time, but we're not on the other side. Everybody, pop it! What goes up there? 606.
I thought
the name
was
saying
this, but I know in the past when I was looking at that play, the later time
was one. Uh huh. So 606. So it was just about, so I kept 604. Probably, maybe I kept 606 the time that I walked back if I was 2 minutes after the doctor. I called Ezra over to help me out. I called him over. So he's saying, so what's the pshat? He says, Zmin Yisrael, Dorach Ardor, B'chol Mekom Moshmul Sotem, Sh'anogim Terabeinu Tanach Miru, בעין בן זמין. אז לא שמענו מאוד שישיבו כמה שעות לאח של רבי נחמי האופן. ותאם הדובר נראה שאתה מספר חובר או לא מועד כחום שלנו, נראה שאין מי שיר מספר הוא לבן לכולם שאין בו תשעו, וסייד סנס הכחומים ושרסי ברכים כרצונו, אבינו רב שטרמה. ועוד זמננו מסקלה, וטלסקופ סבן כחומים לריבר רזרבוס, שכל אחד שיתך כפול במים, מלאים מספר משטח העולם שאנו חיים בו, אַפ שגעם קומען טאנען דעם אַחר דעם מידן קומען זיי אין די ראַנער קאר און האָט זאָל זיי טאָלן די וואס קען קאר בלאָג און יא קאר וואל אַב איך וואל זיי גיבן קומען בייב דעם מאיל וואל די באַל איז דאָ סוקה האָט אין די קאר ווי דאָ נאָ וואס בייב דעם שו צו רוסן משולע קאַשל איך באָ וואס ער רוס ביי נײן די קומען זיי שו לייב דאָ אופן באַד דאָ ווערט צו די מאל צו קומען ווי דאָ ווי דאָ נאָ איך זיי קאָר And you know what Rav Henkin said? Rav Henkin wrote a scholar for Leo Levy. He said it's a nice book, but at the end of the day, the Torah wasn't given to the astronomers or to the astrologers. It was given to the Hamonam. So every yid has to be able to keep Shabbos. You can't say only the astronomers know how to keep Shabbos. Every yid has to keep Shabbos. How is he going to keep Shabbos? I don't know what Kohan and Beit anymore. I don't even know what Kohan and are. I don't know what that is.
As Hashem is not quite either Malos and Paz and Susha Baor and Mamokum, before Mokum he did her, the Zelai, Mokumaka did a Lupa Mokum with Vilna,
The one that did the sheet of the Zubal Sir, the Rikot Hashem, the Steve of Kor, that you go to the David, and when you shall lock her down me. Open bubbles of Hashem, the man 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 of Hashem, the
Dollars given. Now, if you need 72 minutes, and then if you can see stars after 72 minutes, those three stars are the stars that we that count. So, in other words, everyone can count 72 minutes. And everyone theoretically can look at stars.
I don't know what these stars, but you could be mufta.
But if you have the 72 minutes, then whatever stars you see are what?
But even though, so that means I go to Eretz Yisrael, I wait 72 minutes, and then I see the stars, that's why I go to America, and I wait the same 72 minutes. But it's not going to be the same darkness.
So maybe you don't need the same darkness. Maybe it's not a one standard of darkness. The standard of darkness I need in Eretz Yisrael is not the standard of darkness that I need here in America. In America, I need less darkness. Because 72 minutes is not going to be as dark as this is 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is close to the equator, so it's going much quicker, so 72 minutes will be much darker than it is in America.
So Rabbi Poulsen said, so you have an honesty, you have to keep war in America to get that the same measure of darkness.
So Rosh Hashanah says, oh, maybe the shot was that the Baruch Hu knows that we can't see the Mishnah.
Only now that we have all these scientific things, we can figure out what it is and what it is.
But that's not shot what the Torah wanted.
Because it was not within the capability of human beings to figure that out. So the Torah one is 72 minutes. Then if you see stars after 72 minutes, you know you got the deal.
What did he do with the, what does he do with the sheep of all the Shabbos that you need for Tzufim for Lila?
No, if you need the Tzufim, then you'll look for a Tzufim.
In other words, he would say that if you want to be up to the all the Shabbos.
The Tzufim is the Yerushalmi,
No, but also the all the Shabbos says,
Okay. But so this is how he works. This is what he says he thinks is the svara. And you have to I'm gonna tell you a secret now. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a secret.
I never told you this.
The problem is like this. Because if you work with old records, right, it is the building goes cash. There's no one cash. But if you work with old records,
that's what I've been in town. So that means that 72 is just their 12. The more you go, it goes, it can be several hours. The higher you go, the higher you go, the higher you go. So then, it replaces the world that will never have night. Because the light there, the day is so big, and the time, night, I'll be there, it's already night, it's already past sunlight. You know, because you have to say that the night is based on the Ofa. So that you have such a large night, the night is going to encroach on morning.
So Mela says, that's why the Rabbeinu Tam can't be right. That was the Zohar Gaon's passion.
Why can't Rabbeinu Tam just hold whatever the halacha is in those places the same as what the halacha would be north of the Arden? We wouldn't have a halacha with no such
But those places, it doesn't get dark.
Here, you got places that it gets never completely.
Right, never completely dark.
There's a different levels along that. So why do you get so maybe we're made of homes all night, all small.
Yeah, there's no night. So it means there's certain places that Al Pi Din, there's no din of night. No, but that maybe is only if physically there's no night.
So we have no light night either. There's physically no light night.
Yeah.
What falls the night is this level of darkness? If the deep home don't have night.
Right, 1 second. So he says, so therefore he says, so that's what he wants. In 1 second, he wants to say that within Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, this is basically the Prima Gadol Shita, that it's Shavuos, which became Minhag Yisrael, really. In other words, really you need Shavuos and you need Gimel Kochavim after that. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, it'll get dark at 72, it'll be light on 72, and America it'll say be 72. Even though the 72 is not the same level of darkness. But and this fits in, you know, with Rabbi Yochanan's Chakira. Is Laila a din is it a din in the darkness, a din in the Kochavim? So if you're saying Shavuos, then it's not a din in the darkness, because it's a different level of darkness. It's a din of Kochavim. So you want to say what? What do you want to say to tell me?
It could be that we have a low floor.
That what?
That
do you like Shabbos or you don't like Shabbos? Are you a Shabbos person or you're not a Shabbos person? You're a Shabbos person? Yes or no? Just tell me. Tell me as it is. You hold from Shabbos. You don't hold from 16.1 degrees with Meir Posen. He's the brother of Dain Posen, of Kal Adas Yishur.
Well,
yeah.
The Gemara doesn't make any halukim, and the Gemara is talking using the same halukim as if you come up at a different place, different
time. So therefore what?
So therefore,
but the Grosh holds his sheet of 3/4 of the middle is Lefi HaOfek. You want to say that also? Do you want to say that within the Grosh too? I mean, you could argue with the Grosh. You want to say Shavuos 3/4 of Shavuos too? Do you want to say that? You could say it.
The only answer is you walk faster when it's the more north you go, the slower you walk.
What?
Someone say to me, he has a whole piece on it, or Mayer has a piece of the safer. Yeah, he says, you're not allowed to live there, he says.
Okay.
That doesn't answer the question. Yes, so when does it get dark in Gateshead?
July? Don't think it does.
A couple of hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Rav Gelli learned in the Gateshead Kolo.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he davened Marv.
Oh, no,
yeah, I'm sure he davened Marv also. I don't know what they may have Dola. Problem. Rav Poppers, what do you say? Moreno Rav Poppers.
How can you hold absolute darkness in some
And also, but are there three stars even in these places? Are there three stars even?
Maybe not.
Hmm. So there can be places that there are no three stars. That's what the mayor says. You should live there. But what if you're there? That's a day. I don't know.
Well, how come the Gemara talks about this man in a different place? The Gemara doesn't think he's looking from Buffalo and Aristotle. She was saying this is a Buffalo. The Gemara is using the same number with the Moronia tonight.
Right.
So theoretically, those on Moronia and Aristotle have a make to say something totally different.
Right.
One of them called Halakha Maisa. All Halakha Maisa we see in the Gemara will disappear.
Right. So what do you want to say? What do you want to say, Rabbi Talbot? Tell me.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Shalos or Zmanias?
Is it regular
Shalos,
not Zmanias.
Regular, and
Shalos? It's
Shalos. 72 minutes.
Right.
Finished.
No matter what time of year, no matter what your location.
Unless he walks slower than
I mean, it's an interesting, it's a bit kiddish, but I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense. Rav Sternbach has this piece in this Kutras Beers Man Seks HaKachovim for Neres Hanukkah. Now, Neres Hanukkah, the Parsha Pshat, you have to wait Seks HaKachovim. That's where he has this piece about Shavuos. What? Well, last night we did was we were coming back from Brooklyn, so time we got back to this. I think a lot has to do with the kids and the schedule and the some form of Tetzel Kachon. What? Last night, I can only tell you what I did last night. You know, tonight, Bez Hashem, will be something else, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that's what he wants to suggest for Moshe Sternbach, the Melamed Chus, so that it's Shavuos. And basically the first source to really say it is the Prima Gadol. That Prima Gadol I showed you, that it's that the Zman for Tosefis, that's Shavuos. Yeah. Okay. So now, I'm going to tell you what's up and coming. Is the next pack. So how should we work shiur tomorrow? Should we have shiur at? We have the receive at 11. Should we have shiur in the classroom at 10? At 15? I guess we should do that. Okay. So basically, what I want, I'm going to give out the next packet, package at Aleph. And that's the you can see the sheet of the Michas Cohen and the Chasim Sofer. So this is, we said there are three sheetas. the Shabbos, based on the level of darkness, it has to be the same level of darkness in Eretz Yisrael, so then you work by degrees. Or the third way is basically, I don't know, it's basically you basically surrendered Rabbi Natan and said, Rabbi Natan just means it's always when you see the stars. Why do you say 4 mil? Yeah, 4 mil means if you can't see the stars, so you'll wait 4 mil. And then, by then for sure. Yeah, that's the Mechaz Kohen. So, but the Mechaz Kohen basically... you see, the other thesis... The other sheet is, at least, are true to that there's some level of 4 mil. He's basically saying that 4 mil is if you can't, if you don't see the stars, so if you don't know, so you do 4 mil and then, you know, then you get out of the stars and stuff like that. Which, basically, you accomplished with it. And Ramosha Feinstein at some point that it's not so far away from the Mechaz Kohen. It's not so far away from the Mechaz Kohen. Yeah. Which is a big kiddush. But basically, sort of like you surrendered the whole 4,000 mil. You made it basically only if you can't see the Kohen.
How far from the equator is
how
much further
is Israel, and how much further is America? What's the differential? No? No, yeah,
in other words, what? No. If the girl holds 13 and a half and there is Israel, what would he hold in America? That's the child.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what's the differential? Is how far from the equator more is America over what?
It's 2,816
miles. Let me just do by degree. Now, how many more degrees is it north? Degrees. Let's do a degree. Mile is so much. 31 versus 40. 9 degrees.
Yeah.
And how much minutes would a 9 degree difference take?
Yeah.
How many? There was a place 9 degrees further north. The equator, how many more degrees will it take?
Take longer.
Sure.
Yeah. But there is in the summer and
winter. Right.
In the winter and the summer. Okay, but we saw today the people of others. We saw
the shovels.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Zvul Dan Bircha in the...